Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Sports Radio 610, Houston Texans breaking news.
All right, this is an interesting one. Devin White, linebacker who spent 5 years in Tampa Bay, was a Super Bowl champion there, was a really good player on that championship team back in 2020, Pro Bowler in 2021, signed with the Eagles this offseason to a one-year deal and never played a snap for them, was released by the Eagles earlier this month. He is a Houston Texan. The Texans have signed Devin White. Have not seen the terms of the deal. I'm guessing it's a one-year deal. But this is an interesting one, Seth. This is a guy who has played some pretty good football in his career. Not so much as of late. I don't know what happened in Philadelphia, but they chose to keep rolling with N'Kobe Dean as their main inside linebacker there. And it's been a good choice. N'Kobe Dean's had a good year for them this year. But Devin White, he's been on the market for a few weeks now. He got cut on October the 8th, so he's been out there a couple of weeks. And he's somebody that when he hit the market, I was like, all right, this might be somebody the Texans take a look at. With the whole, I feel like a theme today, Seth, has been so-and-so is going to get the best version of this guy. Like Kevin O'Connell is going to get the best version of whatever quarterback. Andy Reid's going to get the best version of DeAndre Hopkins, who's now a Chief, by the way.
Yeah.
This is a position group, I feel like, where if you're going and signing a guy, especially a guy who's played at a high level before, I feel like D'Amico Ryans could get the best version of Devin White.
The best version, and okay, what does
whatever that is
mean?
Now, yeah,
right. Because he signed his deal with the Eagles was 1 year, $4 million. You know, like he was not regarded as, I think, the name brand appeal of him making those plays on a Super Bowl caliber team. He's like a very boomer bust player. He makes a lot of tackles for a loss. He'll get QB sacks. He's athletic as hell. But when it comes to old school linebacking, like coming up and just taking on a pulling guard and stuff like that, he's not quite that guy. He needs to have room to run. Ideally, he would be behind a bunch of huge Vita Vea types that keep blockers off of him. Like, he's not going to beat blockers once they get their hands on him. So I think but he adds an element of athleticism and explosiveness and playmaking ability that probably really intrigues D'Amico. And as a blitzer, he can be lethal. I guess my biggest concern is: is this bad news for Christian Harris?
Well, or
is this something that or Azeez Alshire is going to be out longer than we thought? And because I don't think they necessarily signed Devin White thinking we need to replace Neville Hewitt or Phil Hansen completely.
Jake Hansen completely.
Yeah. But they need bodies and they need guys that can make plays. So yeah, very intrigued by how D'Amico chooses to use them.
Yeah. Well, now D'Amico Ryans will meet with the media later today. And I guess the question would be, do we get anything more than Devin's a good player and we feel like he can help our football team? Do we get anything more than that out of D'Amico?
I'll be intrigued by the positives that D'Amico talks about. Cause I do think that, you know, like all those things, the type of player he is, you know, he's like, you'd think he should be better in pass coverage than he is just because he's so athletic, but he hasn't really been great in pass coverage. That D'Amico's going to really speak about the highlight stuff of him and the positive attributes. And I wonder, how much D'Amico thinks, maybe if he's used appropriately, we just got to put him in the... He's going to say something like that. We got to put him in the right spots to be able to make plays.
Yeah. I mean, he's... I'm really intrigued by this to see how... I'm more intrigued by what it means to other linebackers on the team than I am Devin White at this point. Like, that to me... I guess what would be the biggest concern out of the... If a big reason for signing Devin White is because of injury concerns within the linebacker unit, are you more concerned about, if you had a choice between having one healthy for the rest of the year, Christian Harris or Azeez Alshire, who is it?
Oh, Azeez Alshire.
I think so,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah,
I think so, too. And yet I think of what Christian Harris's upside is and go, they might be able to get by with Neville Hewitt as the...
I think, well, the problem is, all right, then you're going to have... You'd have Henry Toa playing the mic, I'm guessing, because Christian Harris does his best when he can just play football.
Yeah.
And part of that's just him being a younger player, but because you want to absolutely use the athleticism to his biggest advantage. You'd also do, but you don't want to take Christian Harris off the field on third down.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot that goes on that you don't notice with Azeez Alshire in getting everything right pre-snap that will start to... it'll start to accumulate over ensuing weeks if he doesn't come back. So there's a certain steadiness there with Azeez Alshire that I just trust more.
I would agree with that. I think what will be more intriguing with D'Amico today, because obviously the media is going to ask about this signing. And if you're just tuning in, Devin White, former Pro Bowl linebacker for the Buccaneers, cut by the Eagles this season before he even played a snap for them, is now a Houston Texan. I think the more interesting question, if somebody is inclined to do so, is the follow-up. After D'Amico talks about the signing and why we did it and what he thinks of him as a player, is there anything going on with the current linebackers that necessitated this signing?
Right.
They will not get a good answer to that question, but I'm anxious to see what the answer is.
Right, because they're all... So you go into the game last week, and you had limitations, and I think that for the most part, they did a good job defensively of covering up some of those limitations. D'Angelo Ross is going to be... D'Angelo Ross is D'Angelo Ross, and that's not an insult or anything. It's just like their teams are going to try to pick on D'Angelo Ross, so you got to try to limit it as much as possible. And likewise, I think they did a pretty good job of limiting the exposure of the linebackers in coverage, and yet it was a steady diet of slants and routes over the middle of the defense. Yep. Sometimes that's on the safety, sometimes it's on the pass rush not getting there. But linebackers can make life a lot more miserable back there in that. So at some point, I think they just want to get as much athleticism on the field as possible.
Nick is going to be very active in markets like this one, that they signed Devin White, like a guy who's been discarded from a team. This is how Derek Barnett wound up a Texan last year and this year in a way. Like, Derek Barnett was waived, and Nick picked him up. Now, they're not all going to work. They picked up Tier Tart last year. Didn't really get on the field and do much for them, but I thought at the time it was a good signing for what it was. Adrian Amos, the safety, got cut by somebody, and they picked him up last year, and he got in some games for the Texans. Like, Nick, almost similar to like what Dana Brown was doing with the Astros after the trade deadline this year. Like, Nick is going to play in those markets where he might be able to find a guy on the margins who can give you some really good snaps.
You know what's nice about Nick being so active? It's made it more fun for me when I watch other NFL teams.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Tavier Thomas recovered the onside kick the other day in the Bucks-Ravens
game. The Tampa Bay game? He did?
Yeah. I was like, Tavier, there you go. Good job, man.
Yeah. Texans legend. Yes.
Yes.
Tavier Thomas.
It's cool. I'm watching other games, and I've got to keep like the Texans transaction history open so I can remind myself of when and where they were with Nick Caserio.
You keep your transaction history open. It doesn't crash your computer. That's a long list. That is a long list. So we'll see. I think the big question for a lot of Texan fans, especially on the heels of teams in the AFC continuing to make wide receiver deals, DeAndre Hopkins today, the latest. But does Nick make a deal, as you demanded him to last week, does he make a deal in the secondary? How serious is Kamari Lassiter's injury? Can you keep rolling D'Angelo Ross out there as your CB2, I'll call it, with Stingley as CB1 here? I don't think you can. And your schedule definitely gets amped up here in the near future with respect to who you're playing. Aaron Rodgers, and I know he's not Rodgers from 3 years ago, but you're playing Aaron Rodgers in a week. You're playing Jared Goff the week after that. You're playing Dak Prescott the week after that. Down the road, you've got Mahomes and Lamar Jackson, Tua possibly. He's coming back. Like, you got a lot of guys on this schedule coming up that if you're rolling D'Angelo Ross as your second cornerback out there, that's going to be a big kill spot for these teams.
I'm not worried about Aaron Rodgers. And you know why, Sean?
Why?
Because he didn't confess to eating his boogers on the Pat McAfee show. Mm-hmm. I thought that could have been a moment where, in confessing that he was eating his own boogers, that maybe whatever psychological cloudiness there is that's holding him back, he might have just pushed on through it.
Yeah.
And he would have come out a completely different person. But no, I think he's going to continue to eat boogers and play the way he's been playing.
Yeah. Text message, Devin White signing makes me feel like Harris isn't coming back this year. That's, you know what? And when you described his style of play, Seth, he feels like much more of a Harris type than he does a... You know, obviously, like a classic Mike linebacker.
Yeah, I mean, he's an incredible athlete. Yeah. He's just very boom or bust. There's a little bit, you know what he is? He's Kamu Grugier-Hill on steroids.
That's a name that popped into my head when you were describing like an elite version of Kamu Grugier-Hill.
Where, yeah, man, they show up and they do some really good things, but the plays you don't notice them. It's because they're really taken out of the play. Yeah. They've just been taken completely out of the play. So you only notice the good stuff.
Yeah.
But the other thing, too, is that Hanson's been injured a lot in his career.
Yes.
So I don't think that they probably, looking at the current depth and without knowing whether, when and where Christian Harris and Azeez Alshire are coming back, they might be looking at it and thinking, like, look, we can't sit pat here and just roll with these backups. Like, we've got to be sure we've got some depth.
What's your trust level in D'Amico, former linebackers coach, getting that version, that getting whatever the ceiling is for Devin White in 2024, getting that out of him?
I do like it, especially as long as everybody's healthy. Yeah. I think there's times where you're going to want him in there instead of Neville Hewitt for sure. And when you want more athleticism on the field, that, yeah, maybe it's Devin White and Hanson. There's other times maybe where it's Devin White and Neville Hewitt. I just don't know. I think that, you know, when they cut Rashad Weaver, the defensive end, yesterday, I thought, okay, a corresponding move might be Jeff Okuda or Christian Harris comes back from injury.
Yeah.
Today they signed Devin White. Yeah. So I feel like, all right, it's Wednesday. That's probably it. I don't think we're going to get Christian. You sign a linebacker especially. I don't think we're going to get Christian Harris.
Oh, I had no anticipation of that at all. Yeah, Christian Harris was coming back this week. But
it
you're
stinks
right,
because a lot of people had a little bit of a false, based on somebody reading something on the Texans website, they thought Christian Harris was coming back, but I don't think there's any validity to that.
No, man, and it's reaching a bit of a breaking point, especially in light of this signing by the Texans, to where it's like, okay, do we have to get to a place psychologically where, well, Christian Harris just, where we write him off? Like, if he comes back, it's gravy, that kind of thing, you know?
Hey, Sean. Hey, yesterday,
yeah.
For the first time, maybe since I was like 15 years old, mm-hmm. I was taking a look through the Billboard Top 100.
And songs?
I got to tell you, I think it was good. It was good for Brandy and I because I think I felt a little less old. Okay. I was into like half the songs in the top 20.
Did you know and them or did you just
no,
get into
I knew
them?
Some of them. I had kind of heard them, yeah. You know, but like I think the thing's going on is you can't tell the difference anymore between country and blues and rap.
Yes.
And everything's just kind of fused, and I'm kind of into it.
Right.
I'm listening to Jelly Roll. I'm listening to The Weeknd. I'm listening to freaking Hozier.
It's you.
And okay. Yeah.
Can you? Did you put a playlist?
Bruno Mars is all of a sudden like doing. Bruno Mars is all over the place, and I had no idea that that was a thing anymore. But it's him with like 8 different artists in the top 20.
You need to put a playlist out there for people. You know what I mean?
I said we were doing it for my wife's volleyball team, okay. So we're having to come up with a radio-friendly version of it. And there are a couple that, even with a radio-friendly version, you can't.
It's tough.
Yeah, like parents are not going to approve of this.
No.
It's too clear. It's too clear what is filled in by that space.
What's being implied, all right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Wednesday. If you missed it, latest news. Devin White is a Houston Texan linebacker. We'll talk a little bit more about that. It's been a big newsy day around here that we'll kind of sum things up as we welcome the guys from In the Loop. And also, we'll circle back. Who's getting the most heat right now with the Texans? We'll talk about that as well. Final segment coming up. Stay there.